What is up, Kangaroo Chasers, and welcome to another Facebook Live. This one is going to be interesting. For the first time, and to any of you listening, you know I've been doing this or trying to do this over the last couple of weeks. For the first time ever, we're going to have a special guest jump on. David Moffat, who many of you will be familiar with, ex-NRL CEO, ex-rugby CEO as well. Multiple organisations, now the CEO and chairman of a new potential NRL expansion bid, South Island Kia. So we've invited David onto the show, onto this chat to talk to us, as we're waiting for him to jump into the chat. Hopefully this works. Waiting for others to join as well. You'll be able to ask him as many questions as you like. For anyone that misses this or comes in late, of course, as always, we'll be chucking this up on the podcast channel pretty much straight away. So jump in if you want to be a part of it. Invite your friends if you want them to be a part of it. You can ask as many questions as they like. But just waiting a little bit until David joins us. So hopefully it won't be too long. It's earlier than usual. Normally we record these at about 8:15 p.m. Sydney time. We're starting at 6 p.m. Sydney time because it's 8 p.m. over in Christchurch. So just waiting for Dave to jump on. I'll see if there's anything I can do here to share it with him. He's not on yet. Hello to those who have jumped on already. Of course, I've got a few questions for David Moffat, South Island Kia, trying to be the next NRL expansion club over in the South Island of New Zealand, Christchurch, based at Te Kaha Stadium, Christchurch. You'll be able to ask as many questions as you like as well. Good morning from a cold, wet, rainy Monday. Simon, how are you, mate? It's nice and sunny here in Sydney. But hello to you, mate. Nice and sunny for a little while longer anyway, the sun coming down as we're waiting for Dave to join us. Thanks again to those joining us slowly. A little bit different to usual. It's not just me talking to myself today. We've got Dave Moffat, South Island Kia, jumping on with us. Just waiting for him to come on. So bear with us, guys. Evening from Sydney, everyone. Hello, Joe. Hopefully everyone can hear me okay. Just waiting for Dave. We'll shoot him a message. But it's pretty good. It gives everyone an opportunity to jump on and maybe even start asking questions. Hopefully he doesn't shaft us. Hopefully he's still showing up. I'll send him a quick message. See how we go. Thanks, Joe. You can hear me. That's fantastic. All right. So very interesting, guys. We've got actually two bids for South Island as well now as well. Got Tony Kidd in the original South Island bid. We've got this one with Dave. We heard about the Fijian bid over the weekend as well, which will be apparently 51% owned by Fijian government, 49% owned by Fijian Rugby League. That's an interesting one. The Fijian bid and the Papua New Guinea bid, they probably eliminate the need for the Pacifica bid, which I'm not sure, I haven't heard too much about those guys lately. And of course, we've got Perth Pirates, very interested. I'm sure they'll amp things up soon. And there's always the Brisbane Tigers. There's probably a couple of Queensland-based bids. So certainly a lot going on in the world of rugby league expansion, in the world of NRL expansion, as we wait for Dave Moffat to join us. Let's see if he's responding. Hopefully he hasn't forgotten us. Hopefully something hasn't happened. Let's see how we go. Giving people a chance to jump in. Thanks for following along here, guys, chasing kangaroos. It's been fun being back. And just speaking to Dustin about this the other day, because he's been pretty pumped as well. A lot of the rugby league in America stuff really going off. And he's been pumped as well. We just want to keep pumping out content now. Now that I'm back, we've just got a plan to just keep going. Originally, back in the day, and I'll share this with those who are already in here, back in the day when I used to record regularly, we were getting, you know, between 1,000 and 2,000 listens per episode. And that, you know, is a pretty good number. I mean, if you look at the big players in the podcast space or the commercial podcasts, they get a lot more than that. Like Bloke in a Bar shits all over those numbers, obviously, for example. But in terms of independent pods, we're doing really well. So that 1,000 to 2,000 was good. So we want to build it back up to there. By no means are we there now. Now that I'm back, we can hopefully build it back up. But we'd love to build up this community. And these Facebook Lives, they seem to be going okay. Joe Smith, I wonder if there's a clause in the Sky New Zealand deal that triggers a boost if a second NZ team is added. You would have to think so, you know. It's probably one of the reasons why the NRL would look pretty favourably on a second New Zealand team. Not only is there, you know, a great origin-like feel between the Warriors and whoever the second New Zealand team will be, but, you know, for the first time in a long time, rugby league and rugby union as well is on free-to-air TV over in New Zealand. So you'd think the TV deal over there would be strong, especially if there was another opportunity with another club. And from a fan perspective, it would mean, you know, possibly like a home game in New Zealand every week. I know North Island, South Island, it's quite a difference, but still would make a huge difference. Thank you to those that are joining us. Hopefully David not too much longer. Let's keep trying here. Try and message him on another channel as well. If anyone, of course, has questions, shoot him here. I've got a few questions for David, so looking forward to him jumping on. Apologies, guys, for the delay. Starting to feel like we're going to be shafted. David, to his credit, connected with me on LinkedIn. I congratulated him on the bid, or the upcoming bid, and he asked to be on the show, which was fantastic. Simon James Hughes, he's all eye to all currently Sky New Zealand spending less money on sporting rights right now. Tell us a little bit about that, Simon. Why is that? It's very interesting to hear. But as far as I know, Sky is like pay TV, right? It's not one of the free-to-air channels. Can you just correct me on that? I'm not 100% sure on how that works over in NZ. As we continue to wait for David. Apologies, guys, for anyone waiting. I just don't really want to get started until he joins us. Let's see how we go. Joe Smith, Spark TV collapse, so no competing bid to go against. Interesting. It makes a lot of sense, right? But again, I assume Spark is paid TV. Again, guys, correct me if I'm right. Let's see what's going on here with Dave. Otherwise, I am just here talking to myself. Simon Garland, if all these new bids are successful, would the NRL be looking at a league of over 20 clubs? Mate, I would say so, Simon. All the talk from Volandis and Abdo is 20 clubs. What they will be, we don't know. But like I said earlier, we've got a bunch of bids floating around from Papua New Guinea, Fiji, Perth, Brisbane, a couple in Christchurch. The Bears are always floating around. I'm sure Adelaide are going to raise their heads shortly as well. Jason Clarke, what's David Moffat's current role with the NRL these days? I don't think he has a role with the NRL, mate. But he is currently CEO, chairman behind the South Island Kia bid, a new bid potentially looking for admission into the NRL, whether it's 18, 19, or 20, who knows? More of you coming on, which is fantastic. Good to see Neil Wood joining us as well. Neil, we're just waiting for David Moffat to join us. Hopefully, he does not shaft us, mate, because I've been looking forward to this conversation. Let's see how we go. Let's see how we go. I might try another message here. Apologies to anyone. Currently, Sky Sports, Simon Hughes. Thanks, I just missed this one, mate. Currently, Sky Sports New Zealand do not show Super League and Indian Premier League cricket on their main sports channels and quite a few European Rugby Union tournaments. Interesting. Good to get the Kiwi perspective, guys. Come on, David. Don't let us down, buddy. Joe Smith, are you at a ping pong tournament? I didn't know everyone could hear that, but there is. See you guys. I'm actually at my office where I really work. And there we got a as all good tech startup. See you boys. As all good tech startups, we've got a ping pong table. So that's hilarious. I can't believe you can hear that, but they're just leaving. They've all just said goodbye. So that is over. All right, hi David, we are live. Ready when you are. Come on, mate. Do not let us down. If anyone has any other questions, you know, we might as well chat while I'm here waiting. Might as well chat while I'm here waiting. Expansion, South Island Kia. Some of the questions that I want to go through with Dave. I want to talk about the brand because I don't know if you guys have seen the South Island Kia branding, but it looks freaking amazing. Like 10 out of 10 for that. I know it's early days for this bid, and I don't know how much you guys have heard about it. But early days, the branding looks good. I want to talk a little bit about the genesis behind South Island Kia, what the Kia means. That's Kea. I want to talk about have they spoken with Volandis and Abdo yet, or is that happening soon? What's the plan? I want to talk about what's the pitch, like why South Island? We've already mentioned, you know, Perth, Brisbane, PNG, Fiji, all of these other potential bids. So I want to know why South Island more so than any of those bids. And to be fair, myself personally, I will say, a second New Zealand team is probably my favourite for next in NRL expansion. We've mentioned also probably the elephant in the room, but there is another South Island bid which precedes David. So I want to talk about that with him. I want to see what happened there, why there's two, why they're better, or why they feel like they're better than the other. I want to know things like where's the funding coming from. I want to know their plans for junior development and lower grades. So there's heaps of stuff to talk about. Of course, you guys here live can ask any questions you want as well. But of course, we're just waiting for Dave to join us. Hopefully, he hasn't forgotten. Been talking with him in the lead up to this. Joe Smith, I'm super curious about funding. I'm not sure how soon or how early they are on that. I've read a few things about a fan ownership structure and things like that. So curious to see what that's all about. I know the other South Island bid apparently have some backing from investors in New York and New Zealand as well. So it'll be good to see how they compare to each other. Thanks to those sticking around. I know it's probably a little bit boring as you wait, so feel free to add some questions, add some comments. Happy to chat away. David, where are you? What a shame if we miss him. Or if he's forgotten. Might just start talking about my favorite bids. for expansion. If anyone has expansion questions, drop them. We might as well chat while there's a few of you in this Facebook Live. Happy to do so. Come on, Dave. Where are you, mate? Is he even online? The hit on Reece Walsh deserved a little more than just a penalty. Mate, he's certainly, poor Reece, I don't know if his pretty boy looks are going to last much longer if he keeps getting hit like that. But they do say the scars, that, you know, the old saying is that chicks dig scars, so maybe it's a good thing for him. And the Broncos, they got absolutely shellacked, didn't they? My biggest, best game of the week for me was Para Manly, what a cracker that was. Although I do think Manly probably got robbed, and I'm not just talking about, look, the Shepherd was one thing, and I probably do agree with that ruling, but I just feel like the ref was all over it, man, for Para. Like, Manly were up 14-0 at one stage, and then the ref just walked Para back into it, I believe. Still a few of you coming on and off. I understand. I'd be jumping on and off as well as we wait for Dave Moffat. Come on, brother. Come on, Dave. Don't let us down. He was never going to make that tackle. Look, I agree with that. I agree with that, but I guess we never know. What do you know about the $60 million domestic RL competition for the US, Joe Smith? Joe, what I know is there's probably a bit of fluff behind that as far as I'm aware. So there's not, look, I'd love for it to be real, but until it is real, I'm going to put it in the fake news basket. Just a few of the people involved were involved with the old NARL, and Joe, I don't know how much you know about that, but it just, you know, this would be third time lucky if they do get it up, so I don't like the chances. But maybe a good topic for Dustin. Maybe Dustin and I can do another crossover podcast if anyone hasn't listened to that. Rugby League in America, Chasing Kangaroos crossover podcast. Maybe we can do that in a couple of weeks and we'll talk about this supposed $60 million domestic rugby league competition for the US. What I do know is without the NRL, it's probably not going to happen or work. So the one Hail Mary hope that they have is if they can get some help from the NRL, whatever that may be. Simon Garland, does Fox show the Challenge Cup? I don't think so. We do get some Super League games over here, but we don't get, I don't think we get Challenge Cup. I don't know if you guys even get Challenge Cup games from some of the things that I've read on Twitter recently, Simon. Let me know if that's true or false. Man, here waiting for David. I don't think it's going to happen. 6 p.m. next Monday, 8 p.m. your time. Let me just check that it is 8 p.m. in Christchurch, or past 8 p.m. now in Christchurch. Christchurch time now. 8:19. Yeah, I think we've been shafted, guys. Very disappointing. Because I really wanted to learn a little bit more about South Island Kia. The good news is, and I haven't told anyone this yet, but the other South Island bid have agreed to jump on with me next week. Hopefully they don't shaft me. But they have agreed to do so. Keep your questions coming, guys. I'm sure I'm going to give him another 5 minutes, but happy to chat about all things International Rugby League. All things expansion, if you like. For anyone that does like, let's keep the convo going. Otherwise, I'm not going to have anything to release on our podcast channel this week, which is a real shame. Hmm. Should we give him a few more minutes, guys? Disappointing, Dave. Come on, mate. Should we read a little bit about the South Island Kia bid? Does everyone know about it? Does everyone here know what's going on with South Island Kia? South Island Kia, unleash the passion, ignite the game. The new South Island home of rugby league, Kia are a team, this is from their website by the way. Kia are a team that symbolises more than rugby league. It embodies courage, agility, unbreakable teamwork, represented by the endangered Kia. Inspired by New Zealand's roulette, yeah, this is all about the brand. The logo, the jersey and the logo looks freaking mad, to be honest with you. Dave Moffat, of course, behind it, former CEO of the NRL. New Zealand Rugby, Welsh Rugby, SANZAAR, New South Wales Rugby and Sport England. And then we've got Andy Marinos and Roz Henry also involved. A lot of rugby union people involved in this, ex-rugby union people. Simon, yes, the BBC is showing a game from each round. So this is Challenge Cup. Also, the YouTube channel called The Sportsman also shows games. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Simon, what do you think the future of the Challenge Cup is? I keep hearing lots of different things. Joe Smith, what happens when we get to 20 teams? Do we cap it at that forever? Like go to the US model where teams can be relocated for a ton of money? Mate, I reckon, I've been thinking about this a lot lately. I actually think, Joe, that 22 teams is probably where we'll end up with some sort of conference system. Because you've got to think about it, right? So we've got a second New Zealand team. It'll be in the South Island, probably the next one. We've got two bids from there. So that's a good chance that we'll get a second New Zealand team from there. We've got Perth, which I think is important. We've got Papua New Guinea, which, look, I don't know how I feel about that. To be honest, I still think that great to get some pathways from Papua New Guinea, but one club there, I just don't know if it works. The same with Fiji. We've had the Fijian bid making a lot of noise. We've got another Brisbane bid. Brisbane Tigers looks really strong. And, you know, I was very much, not, I wouldn't say I was against the Dolphins before they came in, but they certainly proved me wrong, right? The Dolphins have been fantastic. Membership, crowds, you know, the success hasn't been quite there yet, but they've certainly been, I think we could say, a successful addition as a 17th club for the NRL. So could another Brisbane team work? Potentially. Potentially that's just enough in Queensland with one more Brisbane team. You'd have to think that Adelaide or someone from Adelaide makes some sort of a push. The Bears keep floating around, so, you know, their probably best spot is the Central Coast. But, you know, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 potential bids and 3 potential spots. I have a feeling we're going to see it go to 22 clubs. The only other thing is if we see any relocations from Sydney teams, which I think that's highly unlikely, as much as I joke about the Sharks moving to Perth. Very interesting stuff. Mark McNevin, I remember in the 1970s, a guy from America came to Australia. His name was Mike Myers, I think. He was given money from New South Wales Rugby League to start Rugby League in America, and he wasn't heard of again. Do you know this story? I read it in the Rugby League Week. I've heard bits and pieces of this, man. Maybe we need to speak to like a Steve Mascord or like someone else like that who might know a little bit about this, but it is pretty interesting. Not surprised. We have tried America a few times. Simon, I hope that every team enters in round one. This would potentially cause early round upsets. Talking about the Challenge Cup. Totally agree. Something needs to be done to shake up the Challenge Cup over in the UK, because that, the way it works at the moment, you know, it's just like extra rounds of the Super League, to be honest with you, when it's just Super League clubs playing Super League clubs at the end. Would love to see them enter sooner, but logistically might be quite hard. I think Dave Moffat has absolutely shafted us, which is a shame, but I am enjoying the little conversation that we're having here, guys. So keep any questions coming, because what a good chat. What a fun chat between International Rugby League fans. Do I just use this as our episode this week? How crazy. What do you think, guys? Do you like the Facebook Live format? Should we continue it? Is it a good way to get episodes up? I'm finding it a really good way to lock myself into recording at least once a week. B, getting content out there. It's easy to record on Facebook Live. So if you guys think it's a good way to do it for our community to continue to grow, then I'm more than happy to keep it going. Joe Smith, I wonder who the big star Tony Kidsbit is connected with. Taika Waititi, potentially, man. Like I said, hoping to get him on next week if he doesn't shaft us, Tony. So we can ask him all about that. So make sure you come back next week. Hopefully we don't get shafted. Gotta stop saying shafted. But Dave, I think it's done, mate. I think it's done. I think the dream is over for this, what would have been our first live interview over on Facebook. Should we try Twitter next time? Is that going to work a little bit better? Bloody ridiculous. Bloody ridiculous. Well, there you go. Any final questions before I wrap it up, guys? Happy to keep the convo going for a little while. Completely up to you guys as we wait here. We've waited 28 minutes for Dave Moffat. I think that's enough time, to be honest with you. A little bit embarrassing, but having a bit of fun, to be completely honest as well. People coming on and off, anyone that's jumping on and off, we've been waiting for Dave Moffat. We've been having a chat in the meantime. So if anyone wants to ask Carbs anything, what an opportunity. But I think we're done waiting for Dave. It's a real shame. Really wanted to find out as much as we could about South Island Kia. But obviously, why don't we wrap it up? Why don't we wrap it up with an article for anyone that doesn't know yet? Let's have a look. We won't go straight to their website or anything like that. We won't go straight to their website. Let's maybe have a look at something that's been online. This one from sen.com. Behind the South Island Kia's bid to become the NRL's 18th team. Joe Smith, will Tigers make the top eight? Jason Clark, will Tigers make the top eight? Mate, too early to say, isn't it? I hope they do. It'll be cool for them. I don't think so. Be jealous if they did, because my Dragons suck. Following the recent success of the New Zealand Warriors, this is on sen.com, rugby league has never been more alive in New Zealand. The Warriors' first two home games were sold out before a ball was kicked, and the Up the Wars movement has taken over the NRL. So true. This is why they need a second team in New Zealand, to be honest with you. NRL 360 is on. Maybe that's where David Moffat is. If the opening game of the 2026 or 27 season was to be the Warriors versus the Kia, I could sell 50,000 tickets in a 25,000-seat stadium tomorrow, said David Moffat, the leader of the South Island bid, speaking on the Jimmy Smith show. Well, he didn't shaft Jimmy Smith, did he? Come on, Dave. Did not shaft Jimmy Smith at all. It's going to be the equivalent of State of Origin when we play them, the Warriors. The Kia, named after a species of bird found on New Zealand's South Island, are proposing to base their club out of Christchurch using the new Tikaha Stadium, which is a pretty cool stadium. Holds up to 30,000 people, and it's completely covered, which we don't have in the NRL. So anyone that was at Vegas or watched the match at Vegas, Allegiant Stadium completely covered. We don't have that in the NRL. We could. Side note as well, both South Island bids are keen to use the upgraded Tikaha Stadium as well. So again, a big plus for having a team in Christchurch in the NRL as either the 18th, 19th or 20th team. Let me know in the comments if you think Christchurch should be the 18th club in the NRL, if it should be further on down the track. Let me know in the comments. The club planned to adopt an unprecedented financial blueprint never seen in rugby or rugby league, called a hybrid cooperative model, the same framework adopted by the Green Bay Packers in the NRL. So this is part ownership by fans, I believe. Very interesting. We haven't seen it in rugby league before, although there was some guys in the UK trying to set something up in Canada. It was a Canadian cooperative rugby league. They kind of disappeared after COVID, but there was an attempt to do something like this before with an entire competition. So interesting that they're looking at doing this as well. So the model means that the fans will get an opportunity to own a percentage of the team, as will investors. So David says, we're actually going to be able to demonstrate what a powerful financial model that's going to be. Very interesting. Would it work over here? Not too sure. Would love to ask David that question if he jumps on late. Not going to happen, guys. Not going to happen. Moffat knows their bid faces stiff competition both from Australia and a second South Island bid, but he welcomes the challenge. The game has never been on a higher note than right now. That's what he said on SEN with Jimmy Smith. Our competition's a great thing. We'll put the very best bid we can put forward. On his South Island challenges, Moffat said it's important one of them get over the line. Whoever gets it has to get over the line for the benefit of Christchurch and Rugby League and the NRL. It's very nice of him to say that. Moffat hopes to organise a meeting with NRL Chairman Peter Volandis to discuss the bid, but confirmed he has had contact with NRL CEO Andrew Abdo. With the NRL moving closer and closer to expanding the competition to 20 teams, Moffat knows now is the best chance the Kia will have. If we're ever going to get a team, now's the time, he said. It's very interesting. Look, like I've said, for me, South Island, Christchurch, or at least New Zealand too. New Zealand too is definitely where I want to see the 18th or at least the 19th club. For me, it's between New Zealand too and Perth. Christchurch makes a lot of sense. Canterbury, strong rugby area. South Island, strong rugby area, but we know that rugby league talent is going to be there. We know a lot of rugby league talent comes from there. And we've seen, like, just over the weekend, a sellout crowd, the Warriors selling out the stadium in Christchurch. So we know there's a hunger there. Is there a hunger there for week-to-week rugby league? I believe so. I believe, you know, the Warriors versus the South Island whatevers, or even a Wellington whatevers, is going to go down really well. So I'd be confident in that just being an amazing 18th or 19th club. Like I said, Perth, for me, Christchurch, Perth, and I'd probably say Brisbane 3, this Firehawks, Tigers, whatever you want to call them. I like the look of that because of how well the Dolphins have gone. A lot of people are going to say, well, what about Papua New Guinea? Again, like Papua New Guinea, great for pathways, not sure they can sustain a club, especially without government banking. I know the government backing's there, but how long will that last, and is it really the right thing to do? Same probably applies for Fiji, although I don't know too much about that. We just heard about that over the weekend. And I can hear a lot of you asking, well, what about Adelaide? I'd love to see Adelaide there, and probably my 18, 19, 20 would probably be Christchurch, Perth and Adelaide, but there doesn't seem to be a strong bid coming from Adelaide just yet. Matthew Payne, Brisbane Jets for Ipswich and Toowoomba area. Or is that the one? Brisbane Jets. We've spoken to them before in the past as well. That could be a good one. Perth Pirates, another good one. The Bears always floating around too. Amazing time, guys. So that's it. South Island Kia. Dave Moffat promised to join us here on the live. He didn't. We had a fun conversation anyway. I'm going to cut it at that. We're going to pop this up on our podcast anyway. I've been Michael Carboni. Thanks for chasing kangaroos with me.